Hare Krishna. Okay. Good morning, all the assembled Vaishnavas, those who are in the temple room and those who are in their own temple rooms at home, you know, listening online. Okay, so I think you've been subjected to me again today. So just I think you'll have to be very tolerant. So today we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Smadhya Leela, chapter 5. Verses 77 and 78. And we're still on the chapter called the Activities of Shakshi Gopal. So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Taking this opportunity, the elderly Brahman immediately confirmed that this was a really, this was really true. He said, "If Gopal personally comes here to serve as a witness, I shall surely give my daughter to the young Brahman." The elderly Brahman's son immediately confirmed this, saying, "Yes, this is a very nice statement." Okay, so, by Srila Prabhupada, as the super soul within the heart of all living entities, Krishna knows everyone's desire, everyone's request, and everyone's prayer. Although all these may be contradictory, the Lord has to create a situation in which everyone will be pleased. This is an instance of a marriage negotiation between an elderly Brahman and a youthful one. The elderly Brahman was certainly willing to give his daughter in charity to the young Brahman, but his son and relatives became impediments to this transaction. The elderly Brahman considered how to get out of this situation and still offer his daughter to the young Brahman. His son, an atheist and a very cunning fellow, was thinking of how to stop the marriage. The father and son were thinking in a contradictory way, yet Krishna created a situation wherein they agreed. They both agreed that if the Gopal deity would come and serve as a witness, the daughter would be given to the young Brahman. So I'll just read the translation again. Taking this opportunity, the elderly Brahman immediately confirmed that this was really true. He said, "If Gopal personally comes here to serve as a witness, I shall surely give my daughter to the young Brahman." The elderly Brahman's son immediately confirmed this, saying, "Yes, this is a very nice settlement." Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Vangum Langayate Girim Yad Vipatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Bacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Okay, so Chaitanya Charitamrita, transcendental nectar again. So, interesting, so this is quite a long chapter, where Shakshi Gopal and the old Brahman and the young Brahman and the family of the old Brahman, this saga, it's called a saga, is going on. You know, so people actually they listen, they like these what they call them soap operas. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, people don't use as much soap as they should, so they don't keep so clean. You know, but. Like one lady I was speaking to when I was distributing a book, and she said, "Oh, I'm late." I said, "What are you late for?" She said, "I've got to go and see EastEnders." I said, "But it's just a dramatized. It's not." She said, "But it's really good." I said, "What's good about it?" She said, "Well, it tells you about life." So the people's lives are so dull that they have to go and see this, you know, I don't know, Coronation Street and Emmerdale Farm, and I don't know, some of you maybe I've not seen them, so you're quite fortunate, you know. So, and EastEnders and so many other things. There's always one intrigue after another, you know. So, because people, if things are going well and everything's nice, the people are not bothered, you know. But if there's, or someone's doing something nefarious, or somebody's, you know, getting under somebody's skin, or this or that intrigue's going on, then it's, you know, they really focus their attention. You know? It's one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga. You know? Anyway, this is a saga, but this is of a different nature because Lord Gopal personally is involved, and the elderly Brahmin and the young Brahmin, they are both cultured. Cultured fellows, as Prabhupada would say, you know? And they are of good character, and they want to uphold Brahminical principles. Unfortunately, the family of the elder Brahmin are not so inclined, you know. So they're thinking, well, why is our father giving away, you know, our daughter or sister to some poor Brahmin, you know, he should give our sister or daughter to some wealthy person, you know, who is well established and has got a name for himself, you know. Then our reputation will be enhanced, you know. But they're not looking, they're only looking at the material qualities, they're only making a material calculation. So they're not looking that actually this young Brahmin, he's got a wonderful service attitude, that he's willing to perform selfless service, and he's willing to uphold transcendental, spiritual, Brahminical principles. And if the sister or the daughter is married to such a person, then actually she will be very fortunate, because to have the association of saintly people, that is a real blessing. Otherwise, you can marry any rich person or any famous person or wealthy or, you know, like popular person or whatever, or a strong person. But if they don't have any good qualities, then you're in for a rough ride, you know. So it reminds me, the young Brahmin is making some material calculation. He's thinking, what, the dad's gone off his... He's lost his marbles, you know. He went on pilgrimage. Now, you know, maybe this young Brahmin has twisted his mind, or, you know, why is he doing this, you know. So when Duryodhan and Arjuna, they came to see Krishna before the battle of Kurukshetra. So Krishna, he said that I will not fight, you know. So either you can have me or you can have my armies, you know. Krishna's huge Akshahinis of, you know, great warriors, you know, soldiers. So then Duryodhan was thinking, great, you know. He said, you know, Arjuna is going to go for Krishna like that. But, you know, he doesn't really know what's happening. He's a bit naive. I'll go for all the armies. You know? So he's thinking, I'm really going to win, you know, because I'm going to get all of Krishna's armies. And Krishna's only one person, and he's not even going to fight, you know. So I'm on a winner. But actually, as it happened, whosoever side the Supreme Personality of Godhead is on, they never lose, you know? Regardless of how many armies are on the opposing side. You know? So someone asked me, he said, which football team do you support? You know? I said, well, I support whoever's winning. They said, oh, that's not very loyal, is it? You know? It's not very loyal, you support whoever's winning. I said, it's not good to be on the losing side, is it? You know? So actually, if you read Krishna book, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna never loses. You know? So that's the best side to be on. And, so yeah, Krishna, he always wins. So regardless of the material calculation or, you know, how many odds are stacked against him. So so Arjuna is very intelligent. Because he wasn't making a material calculation, he was making a spiritual calculation. So wherever there's Krishna, wherever there's Arjuna, there's certainly opulence, victory, morality, and good fortune. You know? So those statements are definitely there. So I think here the young boy became the son of the elderly Brahmin. He became very excited when he said he heard that, okay, well, that his sister can be given in marriage to the young Brahmin if the deity comes. He said, oh, I don't mind, I'll go for that. Because before he was arguing, no way. Because he was an atheist, so he didn't have any faith in the Lord. So he was thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I don't even believe in God, and you know, which deity is going to come, you know, all the way from Vrindavan, hundreds of miles. So yeah, no problem. I agree with that. Very good, you know. But the elderly Brahmin and the young Brahmin, they had complete faith in the Lord, you know. So, and the Lord actually, as you will read on in the following verses. Actually, the Lord did appear. The Lord did come. You know? So, important point is Shraddha. You know, they say faith can move mountains. You know? So, I'm going to read a few different verses that I found from Chaitanya Charitamrita, as it happens. Okay, so this one is. Some of you may know it. You know, the scholars amongst you. You know? Those that are not those enough. You know? Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhalila, chapter 22, text 62. You know that one, Gaur Krishna Prabhu? No? Okay. Shraddha Shabda Vishwa Kahe, Surida Nishchoye, Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Krittahoye. Says, by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. This confident, firm faith, favorable to the discharge of devotional service, is called Shraddha. You know, Shraddha, a very important aspect of devotional service, faith. And then there's another verse here. This is a very a famous verse, actually, and it shows how that the living entity is actually part and parcel of Krishna, and that Krishna consciousness is dormant within the hearts of all living entities. You know? So it doesn't have to be brought in from external. So, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhyaka Binoy Shravanadi Sudhachite Karo Udhoy. And this is from Madhyalila, chapter 22, text 107. And the translation is, pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity that naturally awakens. So sometimes people say, oh, you know, you're making people chant, and you're making them read these books, and you're getting them up early in the morning, you're getting them to do this, and you're getting them to do that, you know. Why can't you just, you know, leave them to something their own natural, something natural. So actually this is natural, because it's saying that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhaka Binoy Shravanadi Sudhachitekara Udhoy, that this Krishna consciousness is dormant within the hearts of all living entities. It's already there, you know. So it just has to be revived. So one devotee I was speaking to, and he was trying to make some excuse. He said, oh Prabhu, you know, I can't do all these things, you know, because I'm conditioned, you know. So I mean, you know, okay, fair enough. You know, we're all conditioned to some degree, and otherwise we won't be here, unless we're solely on the mission to, take living entities out from the material world on behalf of the Lord. You know, but he was kind of overplaying it. He was thinking like, oh, Prabhu, you know, you can't ask me to do this. You can't ask. I won't be able to do that because I'm conditioned. You know, I said, okay. I said, oh, if you want to play the conditioning game, let's play it fully. So, when did this conditioning start for you? You know, the one that you're complaining about, you know? He said, oh, you know, so many lifetimes ago. So if you want to do conditioning, why don't you take it back to the original conditioning? And what's your original condition? The original condition is Krishna conscious. So if you want to be conditioned, let's go all the way back, you know? and that you're Krishna conscious. You know, that's the original condition. So he said, I don't have excuse now. Yeah, you know, sometimes we make excuses. You know, I make excuses. We make excuses. You know, so I think we have the choice either to grasp the service of the Lord and take the opportunity to progress, or we can look for excuses. You know, so we say, like we sing in the morning. You know, with Tulsi Devi, you know, please give me the privilege of devotional service. You know, and so sometimes we forget that it is a privilege. You know? We think, oh, do I have to wash the pots? You know? Or do I have to clean the prasadam room? Or do I have to do this? Do I have to? So, like, I was saying to one devotee, I said, do I have to? I said, if you do like that, then you're actually dragging your feet and you're making it more painful for yourself. I said, a better attitude would be, well, you know, I want to do this for Krishna. You know, I want to do this for the devotees. And when you have that attitude, then it's a change of consciousness. And actually, then whatever you have to do, whatever you needed to do, you'll do it in a much better state of consciousness, and you'll do it in shorter time, and you'll be happy about it, rather than being a misery guts. You know? So anyway, that's interesting. Okay, so we have another one here. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text 1-8. It says, Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vas Sri Murtira Shradhya Sevan. Now, I think people will have an idea what that one is. Eh? Yeah. William, do you know what, I mean, Venu Gopal, do you know that one? Yeah? Okay, we'll get, any clues in there? Sadhu Sangha. What does that mean? Yeah, association of devotees. And what does Naam Kirtan mean? Chanting the holy name. Well, you were really going for it this morning. it was Chayadeva's wife, Sachimata. I was speaking to her on the phone yesterday, and she was complaining to me yesterday. She was saying, oh, you know, I want to see the devotees, you know. I want to see the devotees. Just I can hear them singing and really going for it, you know. And we miss the temple so much, you know. I said, sometimes you can see them when they're running around, you know. When they get excited, you know, and they're jumping up and down. So Sankirtan Priya led very nice kirtan today. So Naam Kirtan. And then what is Bhagavat Shravan? Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah. And then Mathura Vas, living in Mathura. And Sri Murtir Shradhya Sevan. Exactly, yeah. So you're a Sanskrit scholar. Yeah? Sadhu Sangha means association of devotees. Naam Kirtan means chanting the holy name of the Lord. And Bhagavat Shravan, that means hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mathura Vas, residing in Mathura. So someone may say, well, you know, I'm living in Lechmo Heath, you know. I've been disqualified, you know. Or, you know, I'm living in Soho Street, you know. Or I'm living, you know, in Lesmahego. You know? But actually, Mathura Vas doesn't only mean the tract of land known as Mathura, but it means that place where the Lord resides and is worshipped, those are all Mathura or Vrindavan. So there was one lady and she really wanted to go to Vrindavan and she'd never been there. And she went to India, but somehow or other, some things went wrong and she wasn't able to go to Vrindavan. So when I met her here, she was very sad, you know. She said, oh, you know, I've always wanted to go to Vrindavan, but I didn't make it, you know. I didn't make it. So then I said to her, actually, I said, well, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. I said, but if you're always thinking of Krishna, then you're always in Vrindavan, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. You see? So if you're thinking of Krishna, then that's Vrindavan. But you can actually go to the tract of land known as Vrindavan or Mathura, but if you have mundane consciousness, then you won't experience the real Mathura of Vrindavan. You will see the illusory covering of that Maya, as put, you know. So you think, oh, it's a busy, congested place, and it's dirty, and it's this, and it's that. So you'll see from an external viewpoint, but you won't see the Chintamani Dham, you know. So, confirmed, yeah. Mathura Vas, so it means residing in that place which is where the Lord is present and is being worshipped. You know? And then Sri Murti Shraddha Sevana, to worship the deity with faith. You know? So in this age, Gornitai, they are worshipped by Sankirtan Yajna. So when you're chanting and dancing in front of the deities, then you're actually worshipping. You know? Okay. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ke, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ke, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ke, Srila Prabhupada Ke. So, there are many different types of worship. You can be on the altar bathing and dressing the deities, you can offer incense, you can cook for the deities, you can offer aarti, you can dance, you can sing and glorify the Lord. You can clean their temple room. You can, look after their gardens. You can even serve their devotees, you know. So it's all very, very special. So those five things we mentioned, they are the five most important practices of sadhana bhakti. You know? So, if we do those things very wholeheartedly, then we will be able to quickly come to the state of spontaneous devotional service. You know? That means it's not, or like having to do it mechanically, but actually, you know, we just want to do it and we're doing it. You know, it's so beautiful. So, and then there's another verse here. Madhya Lila chapter 22, text 1-9. Shakala sadhana shrestha e pancha anga Krishna prema janmaya e panchera alpasanga. These five limbs of devotional service are the best of all. Even a slight performance of these five awakens love for Krishna. So we're all, we say, you know, our desired goal is love of God, you know, love of Krishna. So then everything that we're doing is ultimately, it's meant for that goal, you know. But sometimes what happens is we're running about and we get absorbed in different things that we're doing. And sometimes we forget the purpose behind something. Like sometimes there are rules and regulations. So sometimes people, they get into this thing called niyam agraha, you know. So they're following the rules and regulations, but they forget what the rules and regulations are there for, what they're meant to bring you to, you know. So there was this story where, this isn't in the Bhagavatam, by the way, but the story I'm going to tell you. There's one lady, she got married, so her mother-in-law was teaching her how to cook. So the first mother-in-law said, okay, where's the cat? And she said, I hope you're not going to cook the cat. No. She said, no, we're vegetarian. So she said, okay, get the cat and put it under the basket. And then now you clean the surfaces, cut the vegetables, do this, and then cook, you know. And then fine. So then that's the way every day she would do. She was trained that way. And one day, the mother-in-law, she passed away. So then the daughter-in-law, you know, the husband came back from work and he said, where's the food? He said, well, she said, I didn't cook. She said, why didn't you cook? She said, well, I couldn't find the cat. Because I was taught to put the cat under the basket and then start to cook. But she didn't realize that mother-in-law was teaching her that so the cat doesn't run about in the kitchen on the surfaces while she's cooking. So there's the following the rules and regulations, but not know the purpose behind them. So there's the one little story about that. You know? So we have to be careful to always They say when you lose sight of the goal, then all you see is obstacles, you know. Okay, so there was one devotee I was speaking to, and he was saying, oh, Prabhu, you know, the world situation, you know, it's terrible. And yesterday, Sutapa Prabhu was saying that, you know, it's not that we're not conscious of what's happening in the world. It's good to know what's happening in the world, but not to be overly absorbed in it, you know. So this devotee, he was saying to me, oh, Prabhu, you know, it's, you know, when are things going to get back to normal? And it's terrible, and this and happening, and this and that. And so many was going like, you know, and he was like quite distressed. But then I said to him, you know, look, the world situation, you know, is the world situation, you know, and the world is going to continue with or without us, you know. It's going to, you know, so when you're so worried about it and you're spending so much of your energy thinking about these things, then we're missing out some of the things that we're supposed to be doing. So I said, do you have any control over the weather? And he said, no. I said, do you have any control over coronavirus or, you know, who's going to be the next president in America or what's happening in China, you know? He said, no. So I said, but you spend so much time thinking about these things. I said, why don't you work with the things that you have some control over, you know, like that. Like, I said, you know, we're only here for a short time. We don't know how long, you know, we're going to be here. Last night I was doing a Zoom program for Vrajavilasani's brother, that's Yuvi's uncle, you know. He passed away in Africa in a car crash, you know. So I said, any time, you know, today might be our last day or tomorrow, or we might live 5, 10, 20, 50 years, but we don't know. So rather than worrying so much about the world situation and, you know, what Mr. Trump is doing or what he isn't doing, or if we utilize the valuable time to do what we're meant to do, and that is to cultivate our relationship with Krishna and develop that relationship of love and really establish Krishna consciousness within our heart and mind and consciousness, so that when the time comes for us to leave this world, this temporary world, then we're ready, we're prepared, you know. And then, you know, the world situation will go on, you know, with or without us. And he said, oh, Prabhu, thanks so much. I forgot about that. You know? So, but, you know, sometimes, because whatever's prevalent in society, like, you know, sometimes at Christmas time, you know, there's this mood that everybody's buying presents, you know. You know, everybody's getting cards and giving cards to people, and everybody's buying presents. Sometimes they're buying presents and cards for people they don't even like, with money they don't have, you know. So sometimes you get caught up with it, you know, and then think, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, you know. But actually, you know, it's all going on. One day I was distributing books in Edinburgh, and it was in a Christmas marathon. It was a few days before Christmas, and it was so busy. And Princes Street, you've done Sankirtan there? Princes Street, yeah. It's a very big street. And it was so busy, you know, like, it was hardly you could stop anybody. And then everybody was in a rush, they're in a panic. Oh, I've got to get presents, got to get presents. It's this fever, you know. So then I stopped one guy, and he was, like, so panicked. And I said to him, like, I said, look, you know, if Jesus came down here right now, you know, you'd probably tell him, you know, can you get out of the way, because you're getting in the way of me getting to the shops. So it's supposed to be Christ Mass, you know. It's supposed to be something to do with Christ. But it's become a big commercial hype, so they lose it altogether. Okay, so we'll go to another verse here. Madhya Leela, chapter 25, text number 278. Ye Leela Amrita Vine Kaya Yadi Anapane Tabe bhaktera du labha jivana yara eka bindu pane ut pulita tanumane hasya gaya karaya nartana. Men become strong, I suppose ladies as well, become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom, and he begins to laugh and sing and dance. So I think all of you must be drinking a lot of nectarian pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, because this morning he was singing and dancing very vigorously. You know? So that shows that there's life, you know. So like really, really, really powerful, really, really amazing, you know. So yesterday I got one email, and this email was from one girl. She works in an insurance place that's owned by her father. So, you know, every year we print this Janmashtami magazine. So we put wonderful Krishna conscious articles in it, and some of you may have seen your pictures in it even this year. Who's got their picture in it this year? Yeah. Sutapa, you got your picture in it, yeah? Yeah. Who else? Huh? Did you get one in, Mohan? Yeah, yeah. Sam? You haven't seen it? Okay. He's too humble to look. Anyway, Karthik, our cook, I showed him the Janmashtami magazine, and he said something really funny to me. He said, because in one corner, on one page, it was his picture. But then I showed him, you know, I thought he'd be happy, you know. And he said, Prabhu, he said, my picture is so small in the corner. So, I mean, he was saying it without false ego, you know. But he said, Prabhu, next year I want a big picture. I said, yeah, I said, Yogi, I must have overlooked it. I said, I'll speak to him for next year. We'll give you a whole page, you know, because Ian got 2 pages this year, you know. But he was saying it like so innocently, you know. So sometimes somebody says, you know, without any kind of big false ego trip, you know, you just have to smile. You know? So what happened is now this Janmashtami magazine, we generally go out to businesses and we get adverts for to put in the Janmashtami magazine. It's okay. So we put... we get adverts for the Janmashtami magazine, and then that helps to fund the Janmashtami festival and things like that. So, you know, the people that we go to, usually the same businesses, and then we go to some other ones as well. You know? So this is an insurance company, small business, and the gentleman is known Ramesh. His name is Ramesh, and then his daughter now also works there as well. Her name is Jimisha, you know. They probably call her Jimmy for short, you know. You know? And so... This time, well, in Scotland, everyone's called Jimmy, isn't it? So, this time, I was going to go there myself, but then because of the last kind of lockdown, they were saying, okay, you better for 2 weeks don't go out, you know. So I asked Radha Vinod, can you go and visit these people who have advertised and give them the Janmashtami magazine, show them their advert, give them some prasad and thank them and of course give them the main gift, which is the invoice, you know, or pick up the check, you know. So anyway, Radha Vinod went there and then Jimisha, she emailed me yesterday, and if you want afterwards I can show you the email. So she said that, you know, we were very sad because every year our whole family comes to Janmashtami, and she said the best thing that we love at Janmashtami is doing the Japa Garden, you know. You know, we like to chant our round with all the other devotees and Prabhupada chanting. So she said this year, because there was no Japa Garden at Janmashtami this year, we decided to get our family and friends together, and we made in our garden... We printed out 108, sheets of paper with footprints on, and then numbers. And then they got Prabhupada chanting, and they got japa beads, and there were some pictures and a video of them doing on Janmashtami Day. Like, you know, it's real. Sankirtan Priya saw the pictures. You know? and the video. So it's like incredible. So we're thinking that, oh, you know, we're just going on, we're telling people to chant and do this and do that. But actually, believe it or not, some people are taking it very seriously. Yeah, that, you know, they couldn't come for Janmashtami and do the japa garden here and chant. So they set up their own japa garden and they got some family and friends together and they were doing it. So they said that we love it, you know. So Krishna consciousness is going on and so many activities are happening. And sometimes we're not fully aware of how the preaching is impacting people, you know. But actually, it's some people have actually become, their lives are changed, you know, because of contact with the devotees of the Lord. Okay, so time is up now, so I'll stop rambling on, and then if anyone has any questions, any comments, any corrections, they can ask them. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay. Oh, Sankirtan Priya.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, very nice class. Thank you for reminding us. It's just a comment. Reminding us that even in this state of adversity, in this state that where actually the world is in a sort of situation where it is perceived as turmoil and disaster and so on, but we find that if we focus even a little bit our minds to the transcendental mellows of Shri Radha and Krishna, Radha Gokulananda, that we can actually be inspired to do things that actually help us move more towards that divine couple, that mindset whereby we actually transcend the miseries of this world, the threefold miseries. And so it's nice to actually reflect on that. And in your class, you mentioned so many points whereby devotees have actually taken that and then engaging others in their family members, neighbors, etc. in this form. So it's nice to see. Thank you.
And there was, I think a few weeks ago when I gave class, I mentioned about Srimad Bhagavatam sets. If anybody wants, they can contact me in Sutapa, you know. Sometimes the big temple authorities, they think, oh, you know, you've got to... you know, not do any sales while you're doing the Bhagavatam class. You know? But I did get a few people purchasing, actually. But there was one girl, she, Western girl, she usually comes here with her family when it's before lockdown and everything, before COVID-19. So she, I don't know where she got my number from, but she messaged me. She said, oh, we listened to all the classes. She said, I listened to your class, and she got inspired. She said she got some books, Prabhupada's books, from a shelf, and she went in her street, and she was knocking on doors in her street, and she said opposite, there was one lady that she met who's interested in yoga and meditation, and she preached to this lady, and she sold her book, and she said she's going to get more books and do the whole area, you know. Yeah? Just like, you know, off her own back, you know. And she was so happy. She said, oh, there's so many nice people here. Yeah, so, yeah, Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, when he first met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, said to Srila Prabhupada, you are educated young man, you should preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the English language. And Srila Prabhupada was a follower of Gandhi, and he said, well, you know, first of all, you know, India is, under British rule, you know. So first of all, we need to get independence, you know, before we can do our other things. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj answered that the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so important that it's beyond, it's a change in Indian politics, you know. So that means it's beyond any material situation. So it's so important, you know. So whatever's happening materially, that may be going this way or maybe going that way, but nothing can stop Krishna consciousness. Nothing can stop Krishna consciousness because this is the most powerful thing there is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the maintainer of the universe, you know. So one of the devotees, Prabhupada Charan, when he was on Sankirtan, he used to do really well. He used to collect lots of Lakshmi and Distribute Lord books. And sometimes I asked him, I said, Prabhu, how do you do it? How do you do it? Because it's like, it's just mystical. It's mystical, you know. You can just go to Aberdeen, two of you, and you'd empty a whole Luton van full of books in one day, you know. Like, you know, we can't even do that when we're giving them out free, you know. So he said something very interesting. He said, actually, everything belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything belongs to Krishna. And these people have taken it. I'm just asking them to give it back. So he's not thinking, oh, I'm treading, you know, on their patch. He's thinking they're treading on Krishna's patch, on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's patch. So a different mentality. Cyrus.
Prabhu, just one comment.
You're getting good with these questions and comments.
Very encouraged by the speech, by the talk, or the class, and that the movement will go on, the Sankirtan movement, and somehow, even someone like us, dormant as me, I feel that there is a chance. No matter what the world, what we go through, we could face calamity. We must actually understand this, that we could reach tipping point where we could even face nuclear fallout. This is a reality. But in spite of that, you think, well, okay, one thing will go on somehow, the lifeline, the Sankirtan movement.
Sankirtan movement will
regardless,
go on.
Regardless. And that's very encouraging in the heart, that something will go on. And this is the, you know...
Yeah, because this is not material. Mm-hmm. This is directly... Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's movement, you know. Yeah.
And then what I find, I'm thinking, this is interesting. How it will manifest in spite of all the obstacles that might come? How the Krishna consciousness will manifest? But it will come out somehow. It will manifest.
Well, the thing is, the Lord has predicted that His name will spread to every town and village. Now, you know, if we take part in it, then we'll get the benefit. If we don't take part in it, it's going to happen anyway. And we be bystanders, you know. But whatever he says, that happens, you know. Because he's the boss, you know. The other people come and go, you know. So, like, you know, adversity, it can actually... there's a amazing side to adversity. Like Queen Kunti, she prays, Vipadatanta Tashastra Tatra Tatra Jagadguru Abhava Darshanam Yatsyat Punar Bhava Darshanam. Let those calamities come again and again. Why? Because when those calamities are there, then we remember you, we remember your lotus feet, O Lord. And when we remember your lotus feet, then we no longer see repeated birth and death in this world, in the material world.
And actually, so in Krishna consciousness, what seemingly to be, what appears to be a disadvantage, actually can be an advantage.
Yeah, so
that's what I've.
Yeah, so it you know, depends how you look at it. You know, if you see everything in relationship to Krishna, then it all works for you. Otherwise, you can say, oh, it's a problem. It's this, the world. No one's in. You know, we can't go out. We can't. But there's all. You know, where there's a will, there's a way. I know that for sure, 100%. You know. Okay, there's Gaura Krishna there and Sutapa.
Thank you, Prabhu. This purport is Prabhupada is saying how Krishna can reconcile contradictory views. You know, i.e. the elder Brahmana and his son. Krishna arranged the situation. But it seems that there are many contradictory views even within ISKCON about different subjects. So does Krishna resolve them or will he resolve them? Or
I think there are many... like Bhakti Rasayan Maharaj, you know, he was speaking about this and he was saying that even in ISKCON, you know, there are some devotees who don't agree with other devotees, the way to how to do something or even on some philosophical point, you know, and this and that. But I think when it comes down to it, those are more superficial things. And the main process of bhakti, those the five limbs and the all the processes is the same because it's like somebody said, oh, I'm not making any advance. I don't feel like making any advancement. You know, I don't have any attachment for Krishna, and I've been around for years and this and that. So then, We said, if you say to that person, okay, we'll do an experiment, okay. So we won't give you any prasadam. Don't come to the temple. Don't see the deities. Don't touch Srimad Bhagavatam. And don't touch your japa bead. You're not allowed to chant. You're not allowed to do this and do that. Then we'll see how much attached you are, you know. Because they think, well, I want all those things, you know. So, but then it's like, oh, I'm. So yeah, there are differences, and Krishna has his way of either sorting them out one way or another. You know, some of the differences are just based on individual personalities. You know, some differences are it's just how to serve Krishna. You know, but even in the spiritual world. There are different camps, you know, and they don't particularly agree, but they're still serving, you know. So, I don't know. I think sometimes if we have differences with devotees and things, okay, well, I have my way of doing things, he has his way of doing things, and we may not see eye to eye. But then Srila Prabhupada said, if you love me, then you will cooperate to spread the mission. So that, you know, so that means that if we really love Srila Prabhupada and we appreciate everything that he's done for us, then we may actually put aside our own, you know, kind of way of doing things just for the sake of cooperation. You know? Anyway, that's what he said. So, and they must have cooperated to some degree, because when he left, there was only 108 temples, and now I don't know. There's more 800, 900 temples and growing. So there must have been some cooperation. Sutta Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. I was just thinking on that. There's a famous one-liner I once saw. It just said, every disagreement doesn't have to be an argument. So I think that's just like a powerful point, that we can have different views, opinions, but yeah, we don't have to argue about it. Yeah. There can still be respect. And we can utilize the diversity by finding unity, as you said, on a deeper level.
Yeah, unity and diversity.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu, for the class. I just, you spoke about the devotees doing the japa garden at their home. That was very nice, very inspiring, and very humbling as well, I was thinking. Because sometimes we're kind of living here at the temple and it feels like, you know, we're learning so much and we have access to so much, but that devotion that sometimes these individuals have. I just wanted to share something.
That's okay. Yeah, please do.
Like a couple of months ago, there was a Zoom call, and there was a really nice talk on the glories of the holy name. So everyone was watching it. And then at the end of the Zoom call, they started a kirtan. So as soon as they started the kirtan, after the whole talk on the holy name, I started kind of checking my emails and doing other things, which is quite ironic. And then as the kirtan was going on, I flicked back onto the Zoom call, yeah, where you could see like everyone's video.
Yeah.
And there was all the sign-on Krishna, the deaf devotees.
Yeah.
And it was incredible because they were all on the call and obviously none of them can hear.
Yeah.
But what they were doing is they were signing the holy name.
Wow.
And they were all like dancing.
Wow. Incredible.
And then I thought, like, what did I learn from that whole talk? Like, they can't even hear the holy name, but they were just signing it. And they were, I looked at their videos, they were actually like...
in ecstasy.
Joyful, like really joyful. And no tune, no music, no nothing, but just that faith in the holy name. And it was very, very humbling and very, very inspiring. And so... yeah, thank you for sharing that. And I think it's just wonderful to know that there are devotees out there who are like, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about the Saragrahi Vaishnav, the Vaishnav who grasps the essence.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really so beautiful to know that there are Vaishnavas who are doing that. So
That girl, Jimisha, I've been going to their father's business every year for many years. And, you know, give them some books and give them some prasad, you know, tell them, oh, we're doing this advert, can you, you know, put an advert in the magazine, and it helps the temple. And Then Jimishai taught her to chant. I gave her beads and taught her to chant. But you think nothing of it, you know. You think, maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't, you know. But they're doing it so much that actually they got all the family together, they made all the signs, and really did it paka, you know, and they put Prabhupada chanting, and they had all the, maybe neighbors, I don't know, there were quite a lot of people there. And they said, oh, we love it, you know. So it's like, wow, you never know what the impact is going to be, you know. So anyways, we're just instruments, we're trying to do something, but sometimes we meet people, like, you know, then we become humbled, you know, by their simple sincerity, you know, and devotion. It's simple for the simple. It's complicated for the complicated. You know? Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnav Seva Vaishnav Sangha ki. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Haribo.